Factors affecting demand. The long-term average demand for a product or service can be impacted by a number of factors, including trends, cycles, seasonality, random, irregular variation, promotions, or other internal drivers. Quantitative forecasts use a process of removing the impact of seasonality or other forces to find this long-term average demand, applying the forecasting method, and then reapplying the seasonality or other force. This allows the models to be far more useful. Exhibit 2-1 illustrates several of the factors that influence demand. The period for long-term average demand here is 4 years. Seasonality is the large wave effect, and the trend is the slope that shows the relative size of the waves over time. A linear trend line is added. Random variation is the less than perfect shape of the waves. Exhibit 2-1, demand, seasonality, trend, and random variation. Trends. A trend is the general upward or downward movement of a variable over time, for example, demand or process attribute. ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary. A trend is a long-term shift, and two common examples are linear, upward sloping, neutral or negative, or exponential, skyrocketing upward or downward. Trends can change direction at any time as a result of internal or external forces. For example, successful new product introductions generally start off as an upward sloping trend, but this trend usually becomes relatively neutral when the product moves into the maturity stage of its life cycle. Cycles and other external drivers. Cycles are periodic upward, neutral, or downward shifts in demand lasting longer than 1 year. The economic cycles of recession and growth that form a wave pattern are a primary example. The economic cycle might be one of the causes of a trend. External demand drivers such as economic cycles, population growth, major events, or disasters are sometimes used to qualitatively adjust a quantitative forecast. A particular driver might also be used if its relationship can be tested and shows strong correlation. These drivers can be leading or lagging indicators. Leading indicators provide information that enables organizations to anticipate or predict micro or macroeconomic changes. They include things like building permits, initial unemployment insurance claims, and orders for capital equipment or durable goods, plus indexes such as the Standard & Poor's 500 Stock Index or indexes of consumer confidence. Consumer behavior is not strictly rational according to behavioral economics. When leading indicators are not available, lagging indicators can be used, but these are things that occur following a change in a cycle, so they are less useful for forecasting. Seasonality. Demand may fluctuate depending on the time of year, for example, holidays, weather, or other seasonal events. Seasonality, also known as seasonal variation, is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a predictable repetitive pattern of demand measured within a year, during which time the demand grows and declines. These are calendar-related patterns that can appear annually, quarterly, monthly, weekly, daily, and/or hourly. Seasonality can refer to the seasons of the year or to changes related to any time-based recurring event, lunchtime, the weekend, Christmas, each February, or the first or last week of the month. Whenever seasonality is present to a significant degree, it needs to be removed before forecasting and then added back in later. Note the difference between seasonality and cycles. Seasonality is a demand pattern that, based on history, will repeat itself on a calendar basis such as month, week, day of the week, hour of the day, etc., and therefore can be predicted. Cycles are demand patterns that repeat but follow a wave-like pattern that can span multiple years and may change at any time. Therefore, they cannot be predicted easily. Promotions or other internal drivers. Promotions, such as discounts or advertising, and other internal drivers of demand, such as deals to get favorable product placement, will have a measurable impact on demand if they are successful. Promotions that take place in regular patterns will resemble or reinforce seasonality. For many industries, promotions can explain 50 to 80% of sales variation. They're worked into forecasts using associative forecasting, for example, by using marketing spend as a driver. Minimum quantity requirements. Requirements regarding the smallest amount of a product that can be ordered from a supplier are another important internal driver of demand. Bulk discounts are a related demand driver that may encourage ordering in larger quantities, assuming that the savings are greater than the additional inventory holding costs and other costs. Minimum quantity requirements or bulk discounts may not be reflected in the forecast. If they are, it may be as a contributor to the bullwhip effect. Logistics needs to factor in their impact when interpreting forecasts. For example, there may be some amount of early ordering with more sporadic orders placed than the demand forecast would otherwise indicate. Random, irregular variation. Random variation is a fluctuation in data that is caused by uncertain or random occurrences. ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary. Random variation is what is left after seasonality, trend, or other explainable factors are removed. The idea is to minimize this component by finding more and more explainable factors. Two terms from statistical process control can help in understanding how random variation differs from the other components of demand. In statistical process control, a quality tool that uses control charts to track variations in manufacturing or other processes, all variations are categorized as either common cause, general cause, or special cause, assignable cause. Random variation is akin to a common cause. These are the multitude of small factors that affect demand but cannot be added to the model due to the need for simplicity or the inability to model them. Demand that is stripped of everything but random variation should conform to a normal distribution, bell curve. Trends, seasonality, cycles, and promotions are akin to special causes, or causes that have an identifiable effect on demand. Since these can be understood, they can be accounted for in the data preparation prior to forecasting.